100%. That even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got.
Welcome back, everybody. It's doing tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Yeah,
we're gonna. I brought in Lizzo because we're gonna have a palate cleanser later from the Lizzo episode of SNL this month or this weekend, and we got to get to some callers real quick so I can make sure that I make you all laugh before we all take off, because we've had a little bit of excitement here, and we should always have a nice palate cleanser at the end. So let's go to Joe from Madison. How you doing, Joe?
Terrific. You always have great callers. I think Jeannie wins for the day and possibly for the week. Surely the Democratic Party should just put a hotline to Jeannie and start to pump it forward on some of her ideas. Very concrete and a very pragmatic approach toward this situation, because the situation is really pretty profound. If 87% polled in Wisconsin want free and fair maps, and we can't get them, that we will continue to be one of the worst gerrymandered states in the country is a sad, sad legacy.
Right.
That's nothing to brag about.
And it's and a lot of the arguments I saw, Joe, over the weekend online from, you know, people that claim they're libertarians, moderates, conservatives, whatever they wanted to claim. They're like, oh, well, if you run better candidates and then you'll be fine, and then you take over and you get to decide who's where the redistricting lines fall, and then you can play the game. And it's like, this isn't a strategy that you can outvote or out-organize. It's not. It's they're making it collectively harder. We're on the precipice every single time almost of making it a fair, independent process, and then some other higher power intervenes and says, nah, we're going to side with the far-right conservative view on this.
Yeah, we're going to go worst. We want to continue to be the worst gerrymander. That's our identity. And boy, from the progressive politics and we were really a leader. Jeannie was right. You know, from what was done in the state in terms of progressive politics, all the way from the 40-hour work week to workman's comp, all of the bright, shining ideas that came out of the state. And now, what do we claim? We're the worst gerrymandered. It's not anything to be proud of, and it doesn't help anyone except for a few elite people at the very top who are doing just fine and raking in the cash. Off to the next caller. Thanks so much for the work you do.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate
and I really believe, Brian, that your idea might be the best thing, because like the Lincoln Project nationally was some of these more sane individuals, but former Republicans, and probably still call themselves Republicans in a lot of instances when they're in their social circles.
They did more to harm Trump than any attack from the
right.
From the
and maybe we need, say, a La Follette project here in Wisconsin, because La Follette was a radical Republican in Wisconsin, but he pioneered a lot of those ideas that Joe from Madison was just describing here on the airwaves.
Our goal shouldn't be to flip it blue. Our goal should be to make it purple. That's what I think.
It's a 50-50 state, and if you're going to tell me that these maps that lean almost 63-37, I believe, is like the start range. 63% favor Republican candidates in districts to 37% Democratic candidates. And if you're telling me that a state that Joe Biden won in 2020 and only Brian Hagedorn has been able to win statewide since 2017, that's these maps are not representative of the state. They're not.
No, not at all. Let's represent our friend Don in Madison. How you doing, Don?
Hey, gentlemen. I'll say it again. People don't care about government until it affects them directly, and then it's too late. And now you got to work your butt off to change it. People don't understand what's going on because they don't have to, because it doesn't really affect them. I would posit to you, gentlemen, that our democracy is pretty much already gone. You know, when the Supreme Court can rule in Republicans' favor, and the Republicans know the Supreme Court's going to rule in their favor, they make the rules. They think, oh, it's going to go to the courts. Courts are going to save them. And they do, you know, so it's a self-fulfilling circle that they do. I would ask you guys, you know, what's the Democratic Party of Wisconsin? What's their biggest initiative that you know that everybody knows? I would answer, no, there's nothing that we know that they've done publicly. They may be working their butts off behind the scenes. We don't know what they're doing. What's Evers' biggest accomplishment? We don't know. I don't know. I listen to you guys all the time. I follow politics day and night. What's Evers' biggest accomplishment is that he vetoes all these Republican bills. Nobody makes it personal to everybody around is why these maps are bad, why all these bills are bad. Evers isn't going to tell us why these are bad. We got to do this ourselves.
And they do a great job, and thank you very much for your call. Now, they do a great job, of the right does, of doing it over and over and over again. Mark, yeah. I got...
And one thing on Don's comment. I'm not the spokesperson for the Democratic Party, nor is Brian. Like, that's not what our job is here. We are not some cheerleaders for the Democratic or Republican Party. Like, that's, we don't cheer either party. There's worldviews that we have, and we agree, Brian and I, a lot of times, but we disagree a lot of times, and that's what we come and talk about on the air, and we have some tangents. But
yeah, speaking of tangents, I want to get to one. I'm sorry, Mark. I want to get to this. I'm sorry. Because we need a palate cleanser. I'm sorry.
Brian needs to cleanse my palate.
Yes. We got to play this. We only have a couple minutes left. This is from SNL. This is from the cold open. This was one of the best Donald Trump impersonations I've ever seen. And I think everybody needs to hear this on the way out. I apologize, Mark. We're going to talk tomorrow. I promise.
I guess it's true what they say. Spring is a beautiful reminder of what change can bring.
That's the Easter Bunny.
Excuse me. I was told we were doing Easter wishes and I was not given my turn. This is very, very unfair. Another example of how whites are being treated horribly in this country.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Easter is time for basket. It's time for bunny. And frankly, bonnet, okay? And let's not forget egg. You have Easter egg, Cadbury egg, and my favorite, Reese's egg. You know, Reese's egg, it doesn't look like an egg, but I like Reese. I'm very good friends with Reese. Our wives are very good friends. You know what Reese always says? Reese says, not sorry. Reese says in a very deep voice, this is true, he says, not sorry. And that's good. We don't like food to apologize, do we? Like that awful Cap'n Crunch. He was very rude to me at Count Chocula's 500th birthday. You know, he was doing oops all berries. They say oops all berries now. You're hearing it all the time, oops all berries. Like it's a bad thing, okay? Why say oops? We love our crunch berries. Our berries are beautiful. Berries are very beautiful. I've heard we have the best berries, right, Mr. Bunny?
What the hell are you talking about?
And some people are saying I'm not healthy, okay? I'm in very good health. I do wonderful with health, okay? Healthy as a horse, like Seabiscuit. I see biscuit and I eat biscuit. Frankly, we're doing great things with biscuit and with bun and bread. You know, we're doing crazy bread. Little Caesars. I've known Little Caesar for a very long time. I actually told him. This is true. I actually told Little Caesar. I told him to say pizza, pizza, okay? He used to say it once, and I said, we should be saying it twice. We should say it twice.
Okay, I'm actually just gonna walk away. You win. You can have these.
And you know what? I would love to be Bunny. I would be so good with Bunny because I've told America COVID would be over by Easter. I just didn't say which one, okay? I didn't say which one it was going to be.
They totally took my entire bit. This entire show is based on a long tangent.
Just
that's
rambling,
what he just went
yeah,
on.
Ramblings, and that's what he did.
And he took my joke. That's what I said the second he said this will be gone by Easter. I just said he never said which one.
He never did. Folks, this has been doing.
Sorry, we need to close
Luke
that out differently. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Actually, don't apologize. I loved it.
I was going to say, you were having the time of your life, my man. Folks, Doing Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.